Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. It's good to be with you again today on the air, and we're thankful that you're listening. And it is our prayer that you might receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church, Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We invite each one to come to our Sunday school services. Bring your Bibles, your families. We have classes for all ages, and excellent teachers would love for you to come and to hear the Word of God. It's a very needful thing in your life. Also, our regular preaching service begins this morning about 10 o'clock, about 11 o'clock, and you're invited to come to this service. And then tonight at 4 o'clock we meet that we might worship the Lord again. And then Wednesday night we have our Bible study at 7 o'clock. And so you're invited to come to these services, and it is our prayer that you will. If there's any way that we can be a help to you in understanding what the Bible is teaching you or about spiritual problems in your life, we'd be glad to talk with you concerning these things. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking about the change that's taking place in our world. And my, it is a very large change. Governments all over are doing things that we just thought they never would do. And we really don't know the outcome of these things any more than anybody else does. But we do know this, that the Bible says that there will come a day when men shall seek peace and there will be no peace. The Bible says that there's going to come a day when men shall say, peace, peace, and then shall sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. Now, I don't want to be a doomsday preacher or to put fear in the hearts of people, but I just want to make you aware of what the Bible says about some very important issues and about the way that Satan is going to come into this world and take this world over. And we know one thing for sure, whether Satan takes over now or whether he takes over later. That's not us to decide. But the thing that we do know is that Satan will come into this world. He does have a kingdom. He is going to rule for 3.5 years. And we ought to be, as God's children, we ought to be aware that this is going to take place. And we ought to be ever mindful that we ought to put our eyes upon Jesus Christ, that we ought to live the way that He wants us to live, regardless of what else goes on in this world. We've been using as our text the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, where the Bible talks about people that depart from the truth and begin to follow the doctrines of devils. Last Sunday morning, we talked some about the doctrines of devils. We want to kind of rehearse those again this morning and then compare the difference between the doctrines of devils and the doctrines that a person believes that is saved. So first of all, let's look again at the doctrines of the devils as found in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. The Bible said, "And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way." Now, we'll notice here that this is a demon-possessed man. These demons are going to speak and say what they believe, and notice in the next verse what the demons believe. "And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" Notice in this one verse, that here these demons are afraid of Jesus. They know who he is. They call him the Son of God. They also believe in a judgment to come because they say, "Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" They know that they're going to have a time of torment. They know that. These demons are not saved. Now, understand that a lost man can get up before a congregation of people and say that he's saved and all the time be lost. He can get up there and say that he believes in Jesus because the devils believe. He can get up and say that there's going to come a time of judgment. The devils believe that. He can say a lot of things that will be accepted today as being Christian, and yet the person could be lost and on his way to hell, and the devils were exactly the same way. But now, what is it then that makes it different between a person that is saved and a person that is lost? Let me read to you, please, in the book of Luke, chapter 23. The book of Luke, chapter 23. And here we want to read the confession of a man who was lost and then he was saved by the glorious grace of God. And we want to see the difference that goes on in his life. And here is the story of the thief on the cross. The book of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, the comparison of the demon-possessed men there in the book of Matthew chapter 8, and here the thief on the cross who is undoubtedly saved. There can be no doubt that the thief on the cross was saved because Jesus himself said to this man, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." That not only tells us where Jesus was going, it tells us where the saved thief was going. Now let's go back in our history just a little bit, and if you'll turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 27, let's begin reading here in verse 39. We want to show you here that there is a difference, there is a change that takes place in one of the thieves while he was hanging upon the cross. Matthew 27, verse 39. The Bible said, now here is the story of what happened. The people surrounding the cross, as Jesus was there on the cross, and there on either side of him, there hung a thief. They put Jesus in the middle of those two thieves. They thought, well, he's a thief too. They just put him in the middle of sinners. And you know that's where Jesus loves to be, in the very middle of sinners, for he came to seek and to save those that were lost. In verse 39, "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Notice here in this place, in verse 39, verse 40, these people that came by and made fun of Jesus Christ said, "If thou be the Son of God." Let me tell you, the devils know more than they do. These people are absolutely in worse shape than the devils. The devils know that Jesus is the Son of God. They're just not saved. These people here, they say, "If thou be the Son of God." They even deny what they know. You talk about wicked. These people are exceeding wicked and depraved in their wretched sinfulness. Verse 41, "Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the Christ, if he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God." Verse 44, "The thieves," plural, "both of the thieves also which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth." I want to tell you here that on the time when Jesus was being crucified on the cross of Calvary, there were those sinners that walked around beneath the cross, and they made fun of Jesus, and the thieves, both of them, made fun of Jesus Christ and said, "If you are the real Son of God, come on down and save yourself and save us, and we'll believe you and we'll follow you." But Jesus didn't come down. Let me tell you, there was a change that took place in the heart of one of those thieves. And somebody would say, well, what in the world? What kind of change took place? Let me read it to you. The Bible said here in the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 40, as one thief then turned to Jesus and he said, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. And he mocked this man. Then the other thief said this, and read carefully what he said, and you'll understand the change that took place in this thief and the reason he was saved and the other one wasn't. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. I want to tell you that one thief on the cross, by the grace of God given unto him, recognized his utter helplessness, hopelessness, and sinfulness in the sight of God. One thief, as he looked upon himself, realized that he indeed was guilty of the crimes that he had committed. He knew that he was dying on the cross. He was absolutely guilty and knew it. The Roman government was just in putting him to death, and he also knew that God was just in sending him to a devil's hell. And he didn't deny it. You see, the demons knew they were going into a place of torment, but they denied they deserved it. Let me ask you this morning, where do you deserve to go? Your answer will determine your eternity. I talked with a lady many years ago, and I asked her if she was saved. And she said to me, I really don't know if I'm saved or not. I hope that I'm saved. I want to go to heaven. And I said to her, well, are you lost? And she looked at me and said, well, I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm saved or lost. I just don't know. I asked her, I said, well, are you a sinner? And she said, well, I guess so. Everybody is a sinner. And I said to her, well, are you such a bad sinner that you're going to go to hell because you are a sinner? And she said to me with a laugh, I don't think I'm that bad a sinner. The thief on the cross, by the unmerited grace of God, came to the place of realizing that he was indeed going to hell, and that God was just in sending him to hell, and that he deserved to go. This doctrine we call the doctrine of total depravity. It simply means that a person without God is totally helpless and worthless and cannot drag themselves up out of the mire of sin by their own bootstraps. Means that a person cannot help themselves. Means that a person is dead in trespasses and sins, and that only Jesus Christ can save. The thief on the cross realized that, was saved, and went to heaven. What about you? We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. And listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio program. And remember that we'll be praying for you. Thank you now for listening.